have most of your players in a DFS lineup do great and one or two flop, and sometimes that's all that's needed to miss on a 50-50 lineup. That's what happened to my lineup last week. I recommended Jackson Dart at quarterback. He crushed it. Kyle Manange was one of my running backs. He crushed it. Both of them cheap, allowed for extra funds that could be spent on great receivers. I went Jamar Chase and Amon-Ra St. Brown. They got 17, 18 points each. Very good, but not elite good. And that was part of the problem. Spending that much on guys and not getting elite good, like 25 plus points, turned out to be, a deficit. But still, they would have been good enough if two guys hadn't flopped. Kamani Vidal and DK Metcalf. That was a mistake I made. The other guys I picked, Juwan Jennings got a touchdown, got a few catches, about 40 yards. T.J. Hockenson scored. Those two guys recommended. They did what they were supposed to do. Hockenson was the cheapest he's ever been in a DFS lineup, I believe, in the history of him in the NFL. But it came down to Vidal and Metcalf. If one of those guys had come up big, it's always kind of, yeah, if only. But that's the thing. If I had two big misses, and if one of those guys had hit the way that I thought they would, Metcalf getting 15-plus points, Vidal getting 20-plus, then it would have won that 50-50. Almost hands down. But the fact that I missed so badly with both, that turned out to be the end of any chance I had at doing well with that lineup. So for the lineup today, 4 p.m. Eastern, DraftKings, DFS. It's three games on the slate, I believe. And that is starting with Mac Jones, who is the cheapest, I believe, quarterback, starting quarterback. Maybe Jacoby Brissett is a little cheaper, but I don't trust Brissett as much as I do Mac Jones. Jones is about $5 million, I think, which is pretty inexpensive for a starting quarterback. Brock Purdy is supposedly, as of late Saturday night, he might be active. He's expected probably to be active, but he's not going to start. So this lineup assumes that that is, in fact, correct. Then I have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery at running back. Their opponents this week, Washington is reeling with injuries to Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, and essentially the team looks like they're in a hot mess and probably would finish last in that division in the NFC East. So I think Detroit's going to run all over them. I think Gibbs and Montgomery are going to come up big combined. Combined, they're $13.2 million. So I'm spending that hoping that combined they clear 30 points. I think it's doable. At receiver, I've got Puka Nacua, spending big. Jackson Smith and Jigba, also spending big. And then, oh no, I don't have a lot of funds left for the last four spots, but that's okay. I've got Jameson Williams, very cheap as my number three receiver. And I've got Juwan Jennings, also still very cheap at flex. Between those two, I like their odds of getting 12-plus points each. As long as Jackson Smith and Jigba, Puka Nacua, and Jahmyr Gibbs rocket, which I think they will, and I'm not saying rocket like a rocket ship, I'm saying rocket like R-O-C-K space I-T, then it should be fine. And finally, Terrence Ferguson, the rookie tight end for the Rams, ultra cheap. I think he's like $2.5 million, $2.6 million. He's pretty much as cheap as you can get. And then the 49ers defense, and that gives me zero remaining salary. That is my lineup. I have a second lineup that has two variations, and that is suppose Christian McCaffrey goes nuts again. Well, then I'm swapping out Jahmyr Gibbs with his second lineup and putting in Christian McCaffrey, who is $1 million more expensive. I need to find that million somewhere else and downsize. Perfect. I'm dropping Nacua. And I'm taking Davante Adams, who is $1 million cheaper. So again, I've got my base lineup, and then the variation lineup is swap out Gibbs and Nacua, insert McCaffrey and Adams. I think on balance, it's hard to know which of those two combinations is going to do better. And I like that because if one of those guys flops, the other one hopefully will come through and win for 50-50. At the very least, you'll break even. And it's quite possible that both of these lineups are going to be enough to win. Good luck. if you play these lineups or any variation. Good luck if you've got a fantasy team or multiple teams in your games today. Again, I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. See you tomorrow.